Adrienne Schunk, Mason, Michigan.
So let's start off with first, you were just announced as a national officer. How are you feeling?
Pretty indescribable, I suppose. You can't really describe the feeling of being able to serve the 660,000 members of the national organization for the next year. So feeling a whole lot of gratitude, that's for sure.
What do you think that you're most looking forward to?
Man, I am most looking forward to meeting members and just having conversations with them about what gets them excited, what are they passionate about, and really how do they want to make an impact on this world, because at the end of the year, that's what matters, and I'm so excited to start those conversations right now.
So tell me a little bit about your career in FFA and some of the things that you've gained from it.
You bet. So when I first walked into my agriculture classroom my freshman year of high school, I had no idea what the breadth and scope of agriculture was, and I also didn't realize really what my potential was either. And so my agriculture educator, Mr. Pete Barnum, encouraged me to compete in the creed speaking contest, and ever since then I've fallen in love with leadership development. I've gained public speaking skills. I've gained the ability to have confidence in myself and then be able to influence others with that confidence. So I'm so grateful for all of those skills, and I just can't wait to see members gain those skills this year.
Tell me a little bit about advice you might have for a fellow FFA member.
The first thing that comes to mind is if there's something that maybe intimidates you or scares you, that's the thing that you might want to try, because that's when we were able to step out of our comfort zones and grow. And I remember when I was a freshman in high school, I didn't really love the fact that I was going to do creed speaking and stand in front of people. But now it's something that I love more than anything else. And building a message, building a connection with a group of people, that's one of my all-time passions. And so the thing that might scare you the most might bring you the most joy and the most growth at the end of the day.
Great advice. What are you wanting to do in the future?
I am currently studying agribusiness management and communications at Michigan State University. So I would love to go into leadership development in the agriculture industry and work for a company that really does coaching and training for representing our industry in a positive light.
Perfect. Anything else you'd like to add in?
I'm just so grateful for this opportunity and incredibly, incredibly grateful for the people who have helped me along the way. And I can't wait to be that person for the next group of folks.